Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, not long ago, our all-knowing government agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, first proposed to require all farm animals to be individually identified with electronic identification. Now, we know this as radio frequency identification, or RFID, which of course is used for surveillance purposes. The government's ingenious plan had some holes. Chief among them was they couldn't figure out how to affix an RFID surveillance ear tag on a chicken. And that'll be the end of any more humor. But this was near fatal, so the government scaled back. It decided to focus principally on farm animals with big ears. And for the other farm animals, it would simply maintain and build on the identification requirements of existing disease program regulations. So in a nutshell, this explains the government's intensely focused and persistent efforts to force American cattle farmers and ranchers to affix RFID surveillance ear tags on their cattle and bison. Now, even for that plan, there were holes. You see, the government wanted to impose its RFID surveillance mandate within every state, but there's this thing called the 10th Amendment to our Constitution that limits the federal government from doing that. So when the government was reminded it only had jurisdiction in interstate commerce, it scaled back its plans again. But even then, the plan still had holes. While the government wanted all cattle of all ages to be surveilled with RFID ear tags, there were just too many good old American just say no folks for the government to not back off. And so it did again. And today it seeks to mandate RFID surveillance ear tags on only adult cattle and bison that cross state lines. So why is the government feverishly trying to mandate RFID surveillance ear tags for just the 11 million head of adult cattle estimated to cross state lines each year? That's only about 11% of the inventory of the U.S. cattle herd. Now, the government says the RFID surveillance ear tags on every cow are needed to contain disease outbreaks, but that its proposal to require surveillance ear tags on just 11% of the cattle herd will accomplish that objective. Now, that doesn't pass the stupid test. If it's true the health of the U.S. cattle herd requires that every cow be surveilled with an RFID ear tag, as the USDA claimed until lately, then why has the USDA kept scaling back its plans in a "we'll just take anything we can get" frame of mind? And if foot and mouth disease is among the government's prime disease concerns, as it states it is, then why haven't they attempted to include a surveillance RFID ear tag for every hog moved in interstate commerce in their new surveillance proposal? Now, there are 72 million hogs and pigs, which is not much fewer than the 94 million cattle and calves. And hogs are at least as susceptible to foot and mouth disease as cattle. So how can this new proposal be about containing a disease outbreak if it only includes 11% of the cattle herd and none of the 72 million hogs in its RFID surveillance mandate? Let's dig deeper to find the driving force behind the mandatory RFID surveillance ear tags. During America's infatuation with globalization, there emerged a World Trade Organization, a World Health Organization, and a World Organization for Animal Health, and of course more. But common among these three named global governance organizations is their push for what's called the Global One Health Movement. Now, USDA states that through Global One Health, it achieves optimal health outcomes for both animals and people. Now, this suggests that today, the USDA is more reliant on directions from Global One Health than it was before the globalization movement began. Conversely, this means the USDA is less reliant today on America's own ability to think, research, and act on health issues affecting cattle and other livestock than it was before globalization. Now, the World Organization for Animal Health states that all countries should establish a legal framework for the implementation and enforcement of animal identification and animal traceability in the country. So through its interdependency with the World Trade Organization, Global One Health delivers marching papers to the USDA. Dr. Robert Thornsberry, a veterinarian and past president of RCAF USA, wrote in an opinion editorial in the mid-2000s that he was told by a high-ranking USDA official that the USDA wants to be in compliance with the World Organization for Animal Health regulations by 2010. So now we know. The driving force behind the USDA's unrelenting quest to ultimately mandate a RFID surveillance ear tag on every cow is the directive from global elites who want America to conform to their one-size-fits-all arbitrary standards. When, oh when, will America start thinking for herself again?